What's good, guys? Welcome to Love Put You On. Special interview here with David and Tragic. We're about to get right into it. Go ahead, David.
The floor is yours.
What's up, bro? I do feel like you're kind of a weirdo, bro. I think you're kind of creepy, too.
Hey, and I don't think you understand anymore.
You really weirded me out. I can always respect a good critique. I understand what type of artist I am. It's either you like the shit or you don't. I do feel like shit got weird towards the end of my segment. Made me uncomfortable. I didn't really understand that.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, he talking about me for sure.
Oh.
Well, you did hop in. You was like, fat ass, whatever. Y'all made me a girl and said, like, if you would fuck me or not.
Yeah, we compared him as an artist to, like, if he was a girl. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I thought it was weird, bro. And I don't know, even, like, any girl I showed that to, like, they also felt weird hearing that shit as well. So, like, I don't know. I feel like you should get that shit in line. Or maybe y'all should find somebody else. Because, like, that weird shit going to get y'all caught up, just being honest.
Hey, you're right. All right, we'll take all criticism here. I guess it's just kind of us, like, you know, I guess sometimes when we record and we don't even think that there's no camera. Now we talk like, I guess we do, like, we do a
We went overboard, especially.
Y'all got a little weirder than usual. But, like, I don't know. I do respect the critique of, like, liking my older music more. And I wanted to give that some context. Cause like the song like y'all kept referencing was Cabinets.
Mm.
And like I'm 22 now. I made Cabinets when I was I made that song when I was like 16. Like it's an old song of mine. You know
how old are
like,
you now?
22.
I'm 22.
Okay.
So like I fuck with that people still like it. It means I guess I did something right in a sense. But at the same time it's just like I was also experimenting. So I feel like that's why a lot of people, you know, I feel like a lot of people hit me up about that song and they want that vibe, but I can't do it again because I was just trying shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, I'm gonna start kind of on that, you know, kind of how, well, first of all, the first thing I wanted to say was that, yeah, we definitely did go hard on you on our last review. So the fact that you were able, you know, we saw that you put us on your Instagram, the fact that you're able to take that criticism and still give us, you know, your valuable time and come here, you know, that speaks a lot about your character. So first of all, I want to say I get a lot of respect for you, you know, as a person for doing that. So first of all, thank you for coming here and giving us your time for this interview because that honestly means a lot to us. So thank you. I'm going to start with that. And then I'm going to say your listening experience is very unique. It's different, obviously. So how do you handle the negativity, all the criticism? And have you gotten even worse, you know, worse negativity than you got from
our last?
I'm pretty
sure not, because he literally said we went too crazy.
Well, so, like, I do want to, like, I've been getting hated on since my, like, inception because I've always been this weird. Like, it's not a new thing. So, like, I feel like y'all had the freakiest critique. That was like some weird horny shit. Like I didn't know what that shit was. Like that was definitely the weirdest shit I've gotten. But as far as same lines, yeah. But y'all not my first haters. Don't feel too gassed up. All right.
Well, I'm gonna segue into this. And it's funny because I think my stance on you was by the end of it, I was kind of in the middle because I actually added songs on from Still Alive onto my playlist.
Mm-hmm.
I saw your post about how you know, we only like songs when we were 17. So prepping for this interview, I didn't listen to anything older. I listened to Still Alive again. I listened to the Awful Joke EP you got with March of Youth.
Oh, yeah, that's hard. Yeah. We just made that. That's tough. You check that out.
And also Go By Dave with Jelani Amani.
Yeah, that's fire, yeah.
I kind of want to dive back in because, I feel like, listen, honestly, doing this podcasting to us is new. So, and we're just honestly like three guys who just like hip hop and we're just kind of just having fun with it. But I wanted to give you another listen because sometimes for myself speaking personally, I have a hard time really grasping music in a first one through listen. I need to hear things sometimes two or three times even from artists who I've listened to for, you know, 10, 15 years now. So I will say this, man, Still Alive grew on me a lot. I added like more songs to the playlist. I think my favorite songs are probably Allergy, Be Dead, and On the Way. On the Way is fucking a great song. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you, David X and Nicole on that production. But yeah, I feel that. Like, I do feel like I'm one of those types of artists. Like, it's really like I do grow on people. Like, that's more the vibe I get from most people.
Yeah.
It's like I'm very abrasive to whoever hears me at first, especially if you are not used to hearing shit that's out of the box or whatever.
100%.
Then over time, it's either be like, okay, I fuck with this, or maybe like, I don't fuck with this that hard, but this song cool. You know what I mean? That type of shit. Yeah.
100% get that. The hell was I going to say to you? So you are from Atlanta, correct?
Not originally. I was born in Florida, and I grew up in like more like metro Atlanta, like the surrounding area. Close enough I could get on the train.
Gotcha.
Like, so like, yeah.
I was just curious about like musical influences growing up, maybe from the Atlanta area, because Atlanta always has a hot, you know, for the past, what, 20 years now, a hot hip-hop scene all the time. It seems like every couple of years there's a new generation kind of popping up and taking the lead. Was there any artist who inspired you growing up in the area who, like, you listened to a lot?
I mean, there's a lot of artists in Atlanta, like, of all type of veins, not even what you might traditionally think is in Atlanta. Yeah. So, like, that is a pretty loaded question. I do like it. I mean, I could say a bunch of names. I guess, like, who, like, made me feel the most, like, encouraged to maybe do something new was Young Thug. Because, like, I'm not a street rapper at all or no shit like that. But to see him being, like, a street rapper, you know what I mean, existing in that medium and able to still, like, deal with a lot of hate, you know what I mean? But also still, like, be successful eventually and be, like, publicly renowned as, like, Young Thug, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because at first, like that, it was like people were just, oh, he's wearing this, he's wearing that. I don't fuck with it. I don't know what he's saying. I don't understand him, that type of shit. So, like, I feel like he was, like, he's a big inspiration in that sense, even though, like, you know what I mean? We don't make similar music or anything like that. Just gotcha. Being an oddball type shit, yeah.
Making the music he wants.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
That's well said, because I remember when I first, like, listened to Young Thug, you know, you hear that. But then, yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is this? But now, you know, Young Thug is almost in everybody's playlist, you know. Young Thug is one of my most repeated artists on Spotify and shit. So it is kind of crazy how things start in a way, you know. It's kind of, I would say how you are is you would be a polarizing figure, right? Either people love you or you hate you, you know. But the point is that the fact that you're doing your own thing and you're starting with your own sound now, who knows how it's going to be years now. People are going to be like, oh, you know, that shit's fire. Kind of like how he was saying, you know, the first couple of times I listened to it, maybe I wasn't fucked with it, but, you know, you start listening to shit a little bit more and you're like, I kind of dig it. So what I want to know is about your first time on stage from, maybe I'm wrong, let me know if I'm wrong, but I read that your first time on stage was when you were 15 years old. So if that's true, can you let me know what that experience was like for you?
Well, like, my first time on stage, it was like a few different times. Like, at first I was doing like open mic type settings, like type shit, which was still nerve-wracking, but my mom would, like, take me out there, and I would, like, perform this random spot shits. And then I started doing, like, I guess, like, showcases, more like bigger open mics almost, like, where you might do a few songs, but nobody really there for you type shit. Gotcha. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And really how I got in was doing, like, being brought out as a featured artist on a set, you know what I mean, type shit. So, like, that was, like, my first, like, year of performing. And, like, it was honestly really nerve-wracking and, like, gave me a lot of anxiety for, like, the first 5 years of doing that shit. That shit is intense.
I couldn't imagine being on stage. I've always tried to do I always want to do open mic night, comedy night, but I don't have, I honestly don't have the balls to do it.
Do it, though, yeah.
You want to go for another question? Can I bounce back in?
You can go. Go for it.
All right, man. So I'm going to get back to the Still Alive for a second. So I have a question about the order of the sequence of the songs. Are your intro and outro supposed to kind of be like connected in a way? Because, you know, Would Be and then Be Dead. Is it Would Be Dead with the whole idea of the Still Alive album? Or is that, are we reading too much into that connection?
I mean, I think that sounds about right as far as like where it went for me, like the feelings of it. And also just like the same producer made those two beats, friend Cam. So they just felt interchangeable to me. And like, I like the idea of like, something feeling connected throughout, not just a, like a playlist of songs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It further established that, like, I don't know, this should be played right after itself. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Because some artists don't care about like order sequences and some do. And I think an album tells like a story or connects like that way, I think I appreciate it more. So that kind of makes sense what you're trying to say in a way.
Yeah. My partner, Queen, she helped me, come up with the shit. But like I go through a lot of different drafts with every one of my projects as far as just sequence, because it does really matter to me, like how it sounds. Even though people are gonna pick the songs they want anyway, but like how somebody new hears that shit for the first time, like really matters to me, like type shit. Yeah.
That's what's up.
See, It's interesting because growing up, I felt like I never wanted to be like everybody else. You know, the thought of like fitting in with everybody kind of annoyed me. You know, I didn't want to just be like everybody else. I wanted to stand out and just be myself in a way. So I feel like listening to your music, I feel some of that same vibe from you. So I wonder, is that true? Have you always wanted to be different? Have you always wanted to stand out from the rest? Or is it just, you know, you being who you are?
I would tell you, I used to try harder to fit in, honestly. I kind of always wanted to, like, be normal. And then as I got older, I more so accepted it.
I think most of us probably go through that phase at some point in time. Back to the Awful Joke EP that I mentioned. You said you guys had just made that. Is it true you made it in 2 days, or you just put it out, right?
Yeah, we made the tracks in 2 nights. It's the first time me and Mars had linked up in a while, like a year, I guess.
I was gonna say, see, producer and artist, because I wasn't really sure.
Mars beat. He's been making beats lately. He's mainly known as an artist type shit.
Okay,
I made all the beats on there, and then Mars helped with the Off of It record. Like, he added some chords, and I think Cam threw some chords on that Paparazzi song.
Off of It is actually a good song. I forget the name of my favorite song on there. Go ahead, Brandon. I'm gonna search for it. Oh, Monica. I like Monica a lot, actually.
Appreciate it.
That's a dope track. And real quick, before Brandon comes back in here, Jelani Imani and that 3-pack, you know, you guys did Go By Dave. How did that come about, man? Like, also, I love the song Don't Call Me. The female artist in that is, what, Kapwani? Is that how you say her name?
Nah, her name is pronounced Kapani.
Kapani, okay. Thank you for clarifying that. Great song, a 3-pack. How did that come about? Do you know Jelani Imani, or?
I've known Jelani for some years, bro. Just dating back to maybe 2018, I think. I was actually just with him today. Yeah, like, I mean, he's very dope. He put me on a lot of his shows, like, at first type shit. We've always just shown love with each other and gotten cool, like, really close.
Yeah.
So, like, honestly, the first music we had made in a while, we honestly been making some songs this week that have been super cool, too. I'm kind of in the mood to just drop more music, but, like, those songs came about because we're friends.
Gotcha. Because it sounded so balanced well to me, in my opinion, with the beat selection of those three songs, and then your tone's a lot, you know, lower pitch, and he has a higher pitch tone. It just complemented each other very well, in my opinion. I was like, this is dope. I just found it today, actually. When I was at work, I threw it on, and I was listening to my headphones, and I was like, it's pretty dope. So I wanted to bring it up tonight to talk to you.
Appreciate it.
So I think I read somewhere, whether it was on Genius or maybe it was Lyrical Lemonade, something that you said that you always felt that you were awkward as a kid, right? You kind of touched on that just now, that you used to try to fit in. You never felt like, hey, you belong. So when was it that you were, and how were you able to find your own way and kind of be comfortable in your own skin? And maybe advice for people out there who feel like they don't feel in and they want to be comfortable with their own identity.
I just tell you to do you, bro. Anybody. Like, it's real easy to... It's just easier to act like you somebody else. I think that's why people do it. It's easier than, like, because you know you're not going to face any criticism if you do the same shit everybody's doing. But, like, if you want to do you, you should just do it. It's really that simple. I know it'd be feeling like a lot more, but it's really just that, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Got anything else?
Yeah. Speaking of Kapani, also Kenny Mason, Burgundy Mercury, I noticed that you collab with these people often. Like, I know... the curator here was telling me that you're cool with Kenny Mason. So I was just curious, like, these four people I mentioned, like, are they, we consider them friends and not just like collaborators? Because I'm always curious about how artists figure out who they want to collaborate with. You know what I mean? Some are more, you know, personal about it. Some, you know, have people they collaborate all the time. I saw these four pop up on a couple different of your tracks on different projects. So I was just curious into that, really.
I try to work with people I meet that I think are dope, obviously. Yeah. But the people I work with the most are literally my friends. So, like, Burgundy is my roommate, actually. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Mercury is a friend of mine. Like, I've known her for like 2 or 3 years now. And, like, I met her in college. Like, and I was just making songs with her early on type shit. And I mean, like, met her a few years, make tracks with her. Like, just helping her out, or we make songs together. Like, we always just make good songs together. Like, I've always took pride in just working with people that I think that are fine type shit. Yeah.
That's what's up. I started to see a trend a lot more with doing this and meeting these artists and talking to people. They always seem to, like, collaborate with their friends. Like, we, yeah, it's just pretty cool to see.
Mm-hmm. And I also noticed that you you know, out of all these songs that you make, you have a variety of beats you rap on, whether they're funky or they're weird or a lot of lo-fi beats, you know, which we all love lo-fi beats. So it's cool to see people rap on that type of stuff. So what is it about you rapping on these variety, this, you know, big versatile variety that you like so much? And also, why is it important for you to kind of get out of your comfort zone and not just be doing, you know, the same stuff, rapping on the same type of beats?
It's just, I just like trying shit, bro. It just makes it fun for me. Like, I be feeling like hearing in like a segment like y'all's, like, cause I can take out shit like I really think about, and it really made me think about like the stuff people like for me isn't hard for me to make, like, and I could make it all the time, and I maybe shit would have worked out maybe a little bit smoother for me, but that's just never really what I wanted, you know what I mean? I didn't want to just be a guy that could just old head rap all day, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to make like really good songs. And songs that sound different. So, like, I don't know. I strive to, like, do that shit. And that's why you might hear me on a lot of different types of beats.
Well, you said it best earlier. You said, be you. Right? That was your answer. You're like, just be you. So, I mean, I can respect that. I mean, I said in our segment, too, afterwards, towards the end, I said, you know, I don't ever want to discourage anybody from doing what they want to do. Make the art you want to. Art is subjective. You know what I mean? So, and as you said, sometimes it takes time to grow on people, and for I know for me it did, because I wasn't used to it, but like I told you, man, I still a lot has been on my playlist now for like 3 days straight, and it has grown on me. So I mean, keep doing what you're doing, in my opinion. Like, not that it should matter to you either which way, you know what I mean?
Facts.
But in my opinion, just keep being you, because it does work. Like, it grew on me, so I think your music is good, so I would say just keep on going with that. I do want to ask you something stupid. David Tragic, how'd you get your name?
I was 13 and I needed an Instagram handle, and I was like, damn, that'd be my rap name too, 2-1. And like, I was like, damn, this shit catchy. David is actually my middle name, so I'm not somebody that made up a name completely. Then I just added the handle at the end.
Gotcha.
And that's how I got
it. It's pretty simple. Do you produce as well? You already answered that question earlier, so I know that answer to that question.
Producing for about a year and a half now, yeah.
How do you like
Awful Joke EP, I produced all of that with a little bit of help. Yep.
That's what's up. How do you enjoy producing versus, you know, do you write, or do you just kind of go into the studio and just kind of speak from the heart, kind of, or
both? So some tracks, like, I really write out and take weeks or whatever the fuck, and then some songs I'll write really fast, or some songs I'll do the punch freestyle rap, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? It's just really whatever vibe I'm on. But I do I don't know if I want to compare them. I do find producing a little bit easier because I've been rapping for so long. Like, it's just something I feel a lot more comfortable doing. So producing is just a new thing that makes me uncomfortable. So I fuck with that shit.
Well, I like the beats on Awful Joke. So that was, I didn't know you produced them actually. I don't think. So that's what's up. You got anything?
Yeah, sure. You mentioned how he collabs with a lot of people that he's close to. If you could choose, you know, if you could have any dream collabs, and I know you mentioned you like Young Thug a lot. Are there any artists that you would love to collab with if you could choose in your future?
Shit. Yeah, I guess Thug would be cool. It'd be cool if I made a song with like Monte Booker. That's a producer. It'd be cool if I made a song with Fuck. This is a bad. I'm booted, bro. I'm gonna fuck up. It'd be cool. I'm on with Solange. Like, that'd be cool. You know what I mean? I don't know if that'll happen. That'd be cool. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get real nice at producing because I'm such a weird rapper. I felt like I was limited in who I could work with because not everybody gonna want to work with me. But if I can make beats, I can work with everybody I want to.
That is a smart plan. To segue to a non-serious question, overheard you say you're playing Arkham Knight. So can I assume you're a Batman fan, or?
I am.
Okay. So I'm a Batman nerd myself. So favorite live action Batman?
I feel like that's a great question, bro. Like, so are you asking me who the best Bruce Wayne or the best Batman?
Oh, see, already? Like, we can have a long conversation about this because there are many layers to the question. Let's say,
we could be a short one, but I'll tell you this.
Best characterization
of Batman was in this new movie. Like, honestly, I think the coolest Batman, even though his movie was trash, was probably Ben Affleck. Like, he probably looked the coolest. Like, the best movies was like the Nolan movies.
Yeah.
But Christian Bale was always just cool to me. It wasn't like, you know what I mean? his Bruce Wayne was cool, but his Batman always, like, the voice and shit, would be like, all right, it's all right. You know what I mean?
He had that dope-ass, like, the billionaire playboy Bruce Wayne thing down, but he, yeah, you're right. And obviously, you've probably seen the jokes in the internet of his voice for how many years now. So that's, I tend to think about that now when I think about his Batman, which is probably not fair to him. And also, I think he gets outshined a lot by Heath's performance as the Joker in Dark Knight. I would say Affleck's probably my top two Batmans. I did like Pattinson's a lot, though.
I like Pattinson, bro. And I feel like a lot of nerdy dudes be like mad because he's not like, I don't know. He's just not the typical whatever. But if Batman was a real person, I feel like that looked the most
100%.
Does that make
sense? 100%. It got the core of Batman he's basically essentially a child who has never dealt with his trauma. You know what I mean? And that's exactly who he would be in his early years before.
He beats up poor people.
Yeah, he does beat up poor people as well. That's very true. I saw a thing today. It was a TikTok, and it was like, you know, how far would Batman go? And it was somebody downloading anime illegally, and the theme song was playing, and he looked to his corners with shadows, and he was like nervous. I'm like, that's pretty funny, in my opinion. Made me laugh. Last one, Batman or Superman?
Yeah, Superman's boring.
Too overpowered.
He is a little OP.
He's OP, bro, and his rogue gallery is trash. Who the fuck Superman? Just dudes in suits.
Besides Lex.
It's Brainiac, it's Bizarro.
And Doomsday.
That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much, yeah. It's not as deep as Batman's, for sure. Absolutely. He has the dwarf from the Intergression who, Mr. Pistolnik or whatever his name is. He's a real weird character, man.
Yeah, he does have him. That's accurate. But yeah, Superman trash. High key. That's why they ain't made no good movie in the 21st century.
That's actually valid.
But yeah, man, y'all got any more questions? I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, I got you, bro. If you don't mind, if you're busy, let us know. But I do got this.
Hit him if you got him, bro. All
right, bet.
I don't know. I'm trying to feel like I don't know about your energy, Brandon. I feel like we're gonna get off the phone. Don't start saying crazy weird shit again.
Nah. Hey, I am a weird guy. I'll tell you that. But you know. That's just, you know, I don't know. I guess there's also this journey of hip hop or whatever. When we are like reviewing people, I guess one of the first things that we would talk about together would be like, you know, we never wanted to, you know, I guess for lack of a better word, he's going to be like, oh, Brandon's a weirdo, suck off artists. You know, I didn't want every artist here that, you know, were on them. I wanted to just keep our first impression, you know, keep it real, say whatever was on our mind type shit.
This can be true, bro. So you cannot like me, and you cannot make it like a sex thing. Like,
yeah,
you
know? That's true.
That is very factual. And when you put it like that,
I feel like everybody but you, Brandon, like honestly, was backing up some decent points. I feel like you were more like being rude, and that's why I thought it was weird. But even bro, next to you, like I felt like, hey, like I can take that. Like I'm okay with that. Y'all like, I just feel like you can critique somebody without like piling up. Especially like just going further, like if you want to continue to do this, like I don't know, I'm not on, you know what I mean? I'm just a guy, so like me hearing that shit about myself, like and my friends, like my girlfriend, all them hearing that shit, they're like, damn, what the fuck, you know what I mean?
Hey, so, like I respect you.
You got to be more conscious of what you're saying, especially to artists, you know what I mean, that are going through shit too, that aren't doing the best anyway, you know what I mean? Like you know what I mean? Neither of our platforms are big as fuck. At this point, we just doing a share for share. You feel what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's very true.
I'm just saying, like, just be conscious and you got to be more respectful of people, bro. Because not everybody's going to be as, like, cool as me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way of saying it. Yeah, I definitely respect your opinion because you're right. A lot of people could have gone on this shit and been a lot more, I guess, hostile, a lot more aggressive. So you're right. I'll definitely take that into consideration. I guess it's just kind of being, I don't know, I guess ever since growing up, being kind of unfiltered in a way. But it's definitely, you're right, because these are people who are artists, people that have a passion, people that are, you know, putting out their souls and their dreams, and they're going through shit just like everybody else. You know, everybody's going through their own shit. So that is, that is a good way to put it.
I relate to being unfiltered. That's facts, bro. But I will tell you, as somebody that knows, like, you can be unfiltered if you want to, but, like, that means you're going to get any reaction to it and cause it.
The first thing that came to my mind was Will Smith. I don't know why. I was just like, could have been high key, that kind of energy. Actually, I do have another question down here that was under my arm that I forgot about. Distance, which is a song off Still Alive. I like that song, too. I love it. Talk a lot about long distance relationships or whatever. Could you, have you been in one? Could you do one? That's a tough thing.
I have not been in a long distance relationship. Even that song, it's more like the idea of it. Could we do it?
Gotcha.
I've never done it, and I've always felt like it wouldn't work. I'd be saying they just be cheating on each other. So I'd be like,
I've known a couple couples who've done long distance, and yeah, it never seems to be.
I get it though. It's like, I mean, everything is different, bro. So everybody has different boundaries, more so. But like, it's just hard.
Yeah.
As fuck over anything. Like, I'm making jokes, but like, it just looks hard trying to talk to somebody and then you don't see them. Like setting up FaceTime dates. Like,
right? Yeah.
Ain't do that shit, bro. Nah.
I definitely don't think I could do it. Maybe for like a short amount of time. If it was like 6 months or something like that. And
like he's working. Like if you're working or I'm working, like, you know, that type of shit. Like. But, like, not like, oh, yeah, I'm moving to wherever the fuck. I'm gonna be there for 3 years. Like,
right, yeah. No, that's too much for me. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So I'll kind of go into how listening to your music, you could tell that, you know, like we were talking earlier, it's more genuine. It's not like you're trying to be anybody else. You're no one but yourself. So I wanted to ask, have you always been comfortable kind of expressing yourself, your vulnerabilities, you know, the things that you're going through in your own personal life? Because I also did read that everything you rap about is kind of, you know, things that you've experienced in life and thing you're going through. So have you always been comfortable kind of expressing that side of you?
I mean, I guess I've always been a pretty vulnerable person. Like, I've never had an issue. Like, well, I grew into whatever I do now. At first, it was harder to talk about certain things, but like, even now, I'm not always talking about, like, some deep-ass shit. Like, most songs, I just be like, yo, I'm high as fuck, time seven. But, when I tap in, like, it is a thing I had to grow into because it can be uncomfortable sometimes.
Hmm. Are you a joint or a blunt kind of guy? Are you a bowl? Are you a bong? Me, personally, I say that, bro.
Rolling a joint right now. I really fuck with spliffs hard. I used to smoke blunts like in high school, but then I was like,
I still smoke blunts. I use Dutch Masters, and everybody calls me an old head for that. I don't know why. I'm like, dude, I don't like.
It's okay. That's so funny you say that. We was just talking shit about somebody that smoked Dutches, and I was just like, that's some old head shit.
It's, I don't know why. I guess when I first learned to roll was on a Dutch, and I just never stopped.
Nigga, that's some old head shit.
It really is. I mean, people say it all the time. I didn't realize it at first until I was like, damn, maybe it is old head shit. Because most people I know only smoke joints.
Dutches and I'm out of it because I was like, I don't want to smoke a Dutch. But like, as far as Rello, like, you know, Dutches is really what, like, that's what I was smoking as well.
All right, I have a little speed round for you, kind of some quick random questions, if you don't mind. So we'll see what you think here. And on the way, what's up?
I just wanted a real question. It's a more serious one.
We got our curator here with a question for you.
It depends, bro. My manager got to clear the question first.
All right, it says here, you said Young Thug was an inspiration. Did he encourage you to be able to dress like however you want? I've seen you in your Instagram and your music videos.
You talking about the crop tops?
I mean, not only on Thug, I think a lot of people played into that. I just like the idea of doing something that is like makes people feel weird. Like, it is cool. Mm-hmm. Like, the idea, I just wear a shirt that's half cut and like hella dudes are just like, oh, like, I mean, like, I'd be like, damn, that's pretty funny. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, I guess, like, in a sense, he inspired me to do that. But I guess I never took it as far as Thug because Thug wore like dresses. And I guess that's frowned upon even more. But even the social experiment I had just wearing crop tops, people was like weirded the fuck out. Like, it was a thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. So like, yeah, like, I like that question. I mean, it more like opened my eyes to how, like, I don't know, niggas just be on some other shit. I'll put it like,
yeah, they roasted my
concerned with what I'm wearing. I'll put it like that. Yeah.
They roasted my boy Cuddy when he wore a dress on was it SNL or something like that. But let Cuddy be Cuddy, man. Like, damn.
Kind of went like, well, go ahead.
Roasting the shit out of me because I got posted on Hood Clips. They posted an allergy video, bro. They was on my head, bro. It was on my head top.
That's pretty, I like how you know, you just take all that shit in stride. I remember when the pandemic started, we were just stuck at home. So I said, fuck it. I remember I bleached my hair and then me and my sister helped me out. And then after it got bleached, you know.
That was ridiculous, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. One of my haters right here. And then they, you know, my sister, she's like, all right, let's do purple this time. You know, we did purple. I had a little phase of pink, you know. And some of my friends, well, that's cool. And a lot of my friends, a lot of guys in my grade be like, oh, yo, that's fucking lame. What are you doing? You weirdo. Like, I give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, that's the whole point. I feel like when you go into this life, is like I give a fuck with these people. It's almost like how you say, you know, it's funny to me. Like, you know, you can have an opinion you want. You know, I'm still gonna do my own thing. Big deal. Me having this different color hair, the way I dress is gonna affect what you think about me as a person. Huh?
Was there a question to that?
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah,
just
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
ramble for like yeah, 3 minutes.
Well, I just, you
I'm
know,
like, what are you doing, dude?
It resonated a little bit.
Like, let me get my little rant off. Bro, my life is a joke, so I'm gonna make jokes, bro. Like, that's really how you gotta take it. I still be fucked up, but if it's funny, I'm gonna laugh. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, bro. No matter what in life.
But I did feel like the funniest thing you said on the segment was, "Is this guy needs to take a sobriety test?" Like, that made me laugh.
I appreciate that. I'm gonna go into my speed round if you don't mind. I'm curious. I gotta finish it. All right. So you mentioned on the way, you mentioned Billy and Mandy, which is actually one of my favorite shows growing up. I wonder, what are some of your favorite shows, whether they be cartoon or not? That is dope. The Grim Reaper right there. Man. That is fire.
I like the Adventure Time a lot.
Adventure Time. Yeah. Isn't that what your cover was for Cabinets, if I'm wrong, right?
Yeah, but I used to be obsessed with that shit.
Yeah. That shit's fire. All right. What do you like to do in your free time for fun? I know you just say you're playing Arkham and whatnot. What else do you like to do for fun?
I make a lot of beats. Like, that's really my main thing. I'm hanging out like with my girl. Or like, I don't know, just plotting and scheming that ass. I get high, dog.
I respect that. All right. Favorite movies? You mentioned some of the Nolan movies right now. You have any favorite movies that come to mind?
That's a great question, bro. I hate when people ask me shit like this because I don't.
Yeah, they tough questions.
There's a movie called The Accountant with Matt Damon. That shit be having me dead, bro. That shit funny. Yeah, that's the shit I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay. Favorite color?
Black.
Okay. Favorite instrument? I don't know if you play an instrument or if you could play an instrument.
I don't play shit, bro. I be playing keys a little bit, but not for real. I just be making beats. I like the keyboard though. That shit hard. I used to play. Nah, I don't be playing shit, bro.
Oh, I know you're. But I feel like I read somewhere that you used to play the clarinet, right? You said that's the lamest instrument.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but that shit was so long ago. Like, that shit don't count either. I can't play that shit.
On some Squidward shit. That's dope though. I wish I could play an instrument.
Nobody like a clarinet player. Get that shit up. I was like, yeah, this shit ain't going.
I didn't think we were going to talk about Batman. I asked here what your favorite superhero is. Is Batman your favorite one? Are there any other superheroes that might come to mind?
I like Batman right now, like, the most. But, like, I'm also really into, like, Marvel, too. So, I grew up liking Spider-Man a lot type shit. Mm. Yeah. But, like, Batman movies be a little bit. Have been a little bit more frequent. Well, no, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not in love with the Tom Holland trilogy. It's just chill to me type shit. So, like, I've been fucking with the Batman shit more lately. Yeah.
Tobey Maguire, my Spider-Man. Although, I love Andrew Garfield, though.
They're cool. I don't know, bro. Like, the Spider-Man movies, like, don't be... Like, for example, this Batman movie had a bunch of substance to me, just, like, on some movie shit. And the Spider-Man movies be like all nostalgia. Like the last movie just felt like all nostalgia. I'm still kind of mad about that shit.
It was a nostalgic trip for 100%.
So the first time I really was like, oh shit, this shit crazy. And the second time I was like, this shit kind of hype. Okay.
I said the same thing at work. Remember that? I came into work, I said that, and you guys gave me hell for it.
I'm a nostalgia fiend.
Go ahead, man.
All right. If there's someone that you would love to meet, whether it be hang out, pick their brain, whether they're dead or alive, who would they be?
I don't fucking know, bro.
Hey, I don't blame you. These are some tough-ass questions. I wouldn't be able to answer this shit. All right, I got like three more for
especially
you.
Especially high. For sure not.
Are you a big anime guy? And if there are there any ones that come out to you, maybe some of your favorite? No. Are you a big sport guy? Any favorite sports? Any short sports you watch?
I like basketball a lot, bro.
Who's your team?
Who's my team? I usually root for the Miami. Yeah. But I'm just a fan of the sport, too, so I like players, too.
Basketball is definitely my favorite sport, too. And then this last one, you mentioned Arkham Knight. You have any other favorite video games, maybe video games that you fuck with a lot?
Nah, bro. Even this shit, I'm playing on my homie shit. I ain't got no games. I haven't had, like, a game system in a few years. I'm trying to get back into it, though. I heard that should be curing depression a little bit.
You have any other questions?
Yeah, I do, actually. I don't know on this one, I guess. So, for yourself, David, or you know, David the Tragic, where would you want to see yourself in, if you could, in 5 years as an artist? And do you have any more heat coming in 2022? I asked about a five-year plan. You said you should be, you know, making the shit, you know, you're living, and you said you're going to drop some shit in 2022. Do you want to expand on that stuff again, or...
Yeah, I was in a whole train of thought, bro. That shit gone as fuck. Essentially, bro, I just want to live out this shit. At the moment, I'm a freelance, like, creative. So I just want to be able to be a freelance rapper solo, like...
I can definitely understand that, because, I mean, we're brand new into this podcast thing, too. So we're hoping that, you know, we can continue to push it. You know what I mean? I just want to thank you again, 100%. For taking time to do this interview with us, because you didn't have to, and you did. And you gave fair and honest criticism.
That's what we need.
Yeah. So I appreciate it, man.
I do have another question in case you were ending it. I didn't want to cut you off.
Oh, well, I didn't want to. Let me say my spiel for the end.
Hey, wait, please, keep that gold. I also want to know, along with this journey, not only obviously you've learned a lot about being an artist, being a creative, but what have you learned about, you know, yourself or as a person in this journey of trying to become, you know, a full-time artist?
I'm depressed.
So,
did you hear me?
Yeah, you're depressed.
That's what I learned through the music.
So is this the process of creating? I think I saw you say that somewhere too. Is the process of creating music kind of therapeutic to you? Does that help you, you know, deal with certain things that are going on in your life?
Yeah, it's another high. So for me, everything is just a series of highs and lows. Mm-hmm. So I get the biggest high from rapping and like making music and shit. And like the biggest high from like performing. And then I do the regular highs. It's just a little weed or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask, actually, if you battle with depression, just because some of the themes on, like, Still Alive and stuff, I didn't know if that'd be a comfortable thing to talk about. Although, nowadays, people are very open to talk about that kind of stuff more and more. I actually had an uncle who battled depression, lost him to suicide back in 2013. So I get it, man. I understand, you know. I get it. But yeah, man. You have anything else?
I guess my last thing would be, if you, when it's all said and done, how would you like to be remembered? Or do you not give a fuck about what anybody else thinks about you, you know? Or, you know, is that something that you do want to be remembered for something?
I want to be able to, I don't know, essentially pave some type of actual gateway for people like me. Cause I feel like anybody that like me, like that breaks through is like, that's cool. Like you said about Young Thug, now for some reason, Young Thug's doing the same shit, but it's like, now it's cool, but before it wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to create some type of lane, whether that be, I don't know, like a management company or like whatever it turns into, like where I just really, I don't know, can curate that type of vibe through whatever music I make. And I don't know, like, so like the music for me is also just like building my network. Because of, like, me being a rapper, I've been able to meet whoever the fuck. And I feel like using whatever network I have, I can help other people, like, have an easier time navigating if they don't fit the status quo. It's a little bit rambled, but, like, there's an idea in there.
It makes sense. Yeah. I was picking up what you're putting down.
How well, do you feel? I'll let you put the last words because you're way better with words than I am. But
sometimes.
And I just want to say I do respect anyone who tries to work on their craft, puts in the work, the consistency, you know, to just make the music that they enjoy, not try to make music to please anybody else, especially if that makes you happy and that's what you enjoy. That's what life is all about. Find out what you're passionate about. So no matter what, some people are going to love you, some people are going to hate you, and usually the ones who are crazy enough to think that they could change things are usually the ones that do change things. So I want to say I'm excited to see you grow as a person, as an artist, and thank you again for everything, for the criticism, for the feedback. Thank you for your time, man. Truly, like, it meant a lot to get more of a dive into you as a person, not only an artist. So thank you, man. It means a lot to us.
That was pretty good. Man. That was pretty good.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Wish you continued success this year, man, and into the future, man. Thank you. He already said it perfectly, so I'm not even going to ramble on. You try to holler at him for a second. We're going to hop off of here. The curator made my boy to holler at you for a second. Thank you. That's it.
Fuck your last dude and a new one. And I'm still on your mind when you move on. And people like time, like to move on. If you love me like you say, okay, okay. Only need a reason, okay. Show me what your ass is, okay. Fucked up, she gon' throw it in my face.
In my face?
Oh yeah, had a roll, had a face.